Hello.
Hello. My name is George, calling from Opinion Research, a mm-hmm. private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization or work, or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no,
no,
ma'am?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, the mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. Or I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Definitely?
Yes.
Likely? Okay.
Definitely.
Now, thank you again. Which political party are you registered?
Well, I don't need to tell you that part.
You okay,
know,
no problem.
If you're doing that, you know, I'm not interested in providing that kind of stuff.
Okay. And what is your main racial background?
I am white American.
And what is your age? Are you between 18, 35, 36, 45, 64, 55?
Yeah, I'm 64.
And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or have gone off on the wrong track, generally speaking?
Generally, I think that it's too crowded, but there's a lot of progress everywhere you look.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down, right direction or wrong track?
No, put down the right direction.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your life, your daily life, better? Here's the first one. Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment. Housing and property, insurance cost, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience. Traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, or corruption in local government?
That's a lot of choices. I would say probably the crime has to be addressed more than anything else.
And although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
My answer to that is that it would have to be something I'd have to study. I'm not ready to make a decision right now.
Okay. Would you lean slightly to the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate?
Since I don't know what they stand for, I really can't answer. Sorry.
Okay.
I can't commit to that. You know what I mean? I vote my conscience.
I know what you mean. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can just indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Joe Sanchez, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion,
Joe,
or never heard of
him. I don't know who he is.
What about Joe Carroyo?
I don't know. No, Joe Carroyo, yes, I know him.
And
I have a favorable opinion.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, very favorable.
What about Danena Levine Cava?
No, I don't care for her. unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
No, somewhat unfavorable.
What about Miguel Solomon?
I don't know him.
Elaine Higgins.
I don't know her.
Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. I know where this is going. I'm not going to answer any more of your questions. You have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.